You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Chapter 5, Paragraph 20, Parakei Mishnah Chaf. I apologize for the laundry in the background, but I don't want to wake up the kids. They're very sensitive to waking up these days. So we're looking at Hey Chaf. We're looking at 520. Yehuda ben Tema Omer telling us different things about different characteristics we could learn from animals around us. Or in general, in the world, Yehuda ben Tema Omer havi az kanamar v'kal kaneshe v'ratz katzvi v'giber ka'aril asos ritzon avicha shebashamayim hu hayo Omer az panim legehenem uboshes panim legan edim yehi ratzom avanecha Hashem alkenu shetivne irachab b'mehira v'yemenu v'tzein chalkenu v'sora secha. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben Tema says, be bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, fast as a deer, and strong as a lion to do the will of your Father in heaven. The importance of this teaching can be seen in the fact that Tur began his code of Jewish law in the Or HaChaim by quoting and explaining it. The boldness of a leopard is needed to acquire knowledge of Torah, because a student must have the courage to ask questions when he does not understand something. If he is too embarrassed to ask, he will not learn, as we learned previously in Perek Bet. The lightness of an eagle, its ability to travel far, is necessary to review one's lessons many times without getting tired. The speed of a deer is to be used in the pursuit of mitzvos, and the strength of a lion is needed to conquer the evil inclination from the Yetzer Hara so that one does not sin, as Rav points out. He would say the brash person will go to Gehenna, the bashful person will go to Gan Eden. As panim brashness is similar to as boldness. The same trait can be used for opposite purposes. Yehuda ben Tema said above that one should be bold as a leopard to do the will of your Father in heaven, but here he teaches here that one will be sent to Gehenna if he uses the trait to go against the will of his Father in heaven, as the Tosfos Yotta points out. A bashful person goes to Gan Eden because he feels ashamed whenever he does something wrong, Meiri points out. However, this trait too can be harmful when used in the wrong way, as mentioned in the previous note. The Mishnah continues, may it be your will, Hashem, our God, that you rebuild your city quickly in our days and grant us our share in your Torah. The Gemara states in Yevamos that the offspring of Abraham have three identifying marks. They are merciful, they are bashful, they do acts of kindness. We learned in a different Mishnah that were also different than the students of Bilam, being the students and the children of Avraham, talking about being embarrassed and being kind and being generous. Here we're also talking about merciful, bashful, and kindness. Therefore, after mentioning bashfulness, the Tana concludes with a prayer, just as you, God, bless us with the trait of bashfulness, so you may bless us with the rebuilding of Jerusalem, as the Rambam points out. According to Chadushei Hagra, the prayer belongs not here, but at the end of the chapter, so that the tractate concludes with a prayer. This chapter is actually the last in Avos. The sixth chapter is a collection of brises that was added later. So when it comes to thinking about our life, when it comes to thinking about aspects of what we could do in our life, we need to take different traits of things around us, different traits of people around us. Ezehu chacham halomed mikol adam, or mikol ha'adam. We learn from other people around us different traits that we should take with us. We learn from animals around us what we could do. From an ant, we learn about strength, carrying things and doing things that are above our will and willpower. Ant carries things as 10 times as powerful and as heavy as itself. And from the fastness of an eagle, the fastness as a deer, and lightness as an eagle, bold as a leopard, and strong as a lion, doing the will of Hashem in heaven. Do what we can to try to emulate the good traits of things around you in your life. Join us next time as we talk about different ages, what you're supposed to do in life, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.